listening to Coast Community Radio After Deadline. I'm your host, Chelsea Goro, with the Daily Historian. The city of Astoria has a plan in the works to purchase the old Armory building and adjacent parking lot from the Columbia River Maritime Museum for both money and an exchange of land. And a growing group of community members wants to buy the building from the city and open it up as a community center from the days of old. The city would keep the parking lot for the Coast Guard employees at the 17th Street dock. Here with me today, I have City Manager Paul Benoit to explain how the exchange would work and why. Later, Dave Pearson from the museum will join me to discuss their role in the trade. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you.
First, let's start by telling our listeners about the building. What is the Armory building and where is it located?
You know, the Armory building was built, I think, prior to World War II. I mean, it was used as an armory, you know, in the traditional military sense. Most communities had armory buildings, not dissimilar from ours. This one is located between 16th and 17th Streets on Exchange Street, between Exchange and Marine Drive. People know it best as kind of the half-dome roof building that's adjacent to the Clatsop County Historical Society's primary building, the Heritage Center. Building has been used since I've been in Astoria, which was early 1980s. It was vacant for many, many years. It was occupied by a church at the Gyra Center, as I recall. They held services there and also, I think, made it available for roller skating. Astorians who predate me, back when it was actually an operating armory, have lots of memories, and you'll hear them talk about the concerts, the dances, the events that were held at the armory. But probably since 1980 forward, it's had very limited use and probably has been largely vacant. Most recently, the armory, and I say most recently, I'm guessing now it's probably 5, 6, 7 years, I'm not sure the date, but the Columbia River Maritime Museum purchased the building, and they purchased it specifically to house their surplus collections and artifacts. So things that aren't being actively shown on the floor of the museum, they put in storage, and they needed secure, climate-controlled storage. The armory was for sale. It was adjacent, or at least in proximity, to the main museum. So the Maritime Museum acquired it. They've put all of their storage in the basement. So the first floor, the main floor, the main level, which is what everyone remembers, that's the area that, you know, supported community events, has been vacant. There's just random storage lying across the gymnasium floor. It's interesting that the building is almost 40,000 square feet. When you look at the mezzanine, the main level, and the basement, there's about 38,000 square feet in that building. And the first floor is pretty awesome. And when you walk into it, it's just a large gymnasium with maple flooring. It looks like, I'm not a basketball player, but I bet you could have three full court basketball games going on simultaneously in that building. It's huge. And then you've got bleachers and mezzanines around it. So it's a great building, and it's just a big volume now of open vacant space.
Okay, so how did the city first become interested in the building and the parking lot?
You know, we've looked at the building on and off over the years. That the Maritime Museum has made it known that they were interested in having a more secure and better space, better climate control, better security systems, sprinkler systems to protect their artifacts. And so they had been looking for a number of years at possibilities to build a new structure, buy another structure, but do something different than the Armory building. At one time, and this just a few years ago, we looked at it as a possible community center. As you know, right now we're operating portions of the old Star of the Sea School as a community center of sorts. We control the gymnasium. We also lease, I'm guessing, something on the order of 9,000-10,000 square feet of the former school, and we're doing exercise classes and after-school classes there. And it serves sort of as an active kind of sports and community center. But before we leased Star of the Sea, before that became available, we were looking at the armory as a possibility to operate as a community center. But, you know, as we looked at least for city purposes, we have a lot of projects on our plate, limited budgets, and the building is vast. It was almost more than we could wrap our arms around as a city, given everything else that we're doing. And that's when Star of the Sea closed, the school closed, and we started working with the church. And it was a great partnership because the church was concerned about having a vacant building in a residential area, and it really fit our needs well. So we really took our eyes off of the armory and did something that was more in scale with what we could handle, and that was the Star of the Sea School. At the same time, the parking lot that's to the north of the armory building, so between Marine Drive and the bow picker, between Marine Drive and the armory building, is used for Coast Guard parking. The museum has accommodated that for a good number of years, but once the museum purchased the former Astoria Builder Supply, they were looking at and they incurred debt to do that, so they borrowed money. They were interested in retiring that debt, or at least cutting it down. And toward that end, they were looking at selling the block. When I say the block, I'm going to say I'll refer to it as the armory block, but it excludes the old dry cleaner on the corner. That's privately owned. That's not part of this deal. And it obviously excludes the Heritage Center. That's owned by the Clatsop County Historical Society. So when I say the block, we're talking about the armory and what we'll call Coast Guard parking. Our interest, our primary interest, was securing and preserving the parking lot to support Coast Guard parking. We just invested more than $5 million in a new dock, a new pier at 17th Street. It hosts the two Coast Guard cutters as well as tour boats. But particularly for the cutters, parking is really strategic to the Coast Guard's needs. There's almost 100 crew members on each of the two vessels, and they park both on the north side of Marine Drive, west of the Maritime Museum, and on this lot. So our concern was that if the building were sold and the lot were sold, it may no longer be available for parking. And for our tenant purposes, we felt it was strategic to the city's interests and the Coast Guard's interests for the city to fully control the lot. So it was really interest in the parking lot that initiated our conversations with the Maritime Museum.
Okay, so what is the deal with the museum? Like, how would that work?
Well, I mean, it's interesting. I think it's interesting. The Maritime Museum has just recently completed a multi-million dollar refurbishment of the depot, the old train station, the Barbie Center, I think, as it's been renamed. The museum only owns a little bit of property on the east side of the depot. I think their property line extends about 12 to 15 feet past the east side, the old train station, the depot. The city, through our urban renewal district, owns about 2 acres of property east of the depot from their property line all the way to the Mill Pond project, about 800 lineal feet, and again, about 2 acres. So if you go between the railroad tracks and City Lumber, the backside of the City Lumber building, from the depot to the Mill Pond, we've got about 2 acres. And we acquired that property probably in the early 1990s from the Burlington Northern Railroad, when the Burlington Northern decided to leave, to no longer use the spur line, which we converted to the river trail. They turned over the railroad right-of-way to the city. That's a 50-foot corridor that runs from Tongue Point to Smith Point. So the city owns and controls that 50-foot corridor. But in addition, when the railroad was leaving, the railroad owned fee title. They owned what they called station grounds. So there were certain parcels of land adjacent to the tracks. The Burlington Northern was going to put on the private market for sale. The city purchased that lot between the train station and Mill Pond. So that's how we came to own it. The Maritime Museum, now roll forward, they've got a refurbished building. They have plans to use it for showing artifacts, for doing classes in wooden boat building. You know, I know that recently there have been events there. There was a wedding held there recently. And parking and maneuvering around that building is really strategic to its success. They need room to move their boats and put their displays around that building. With only 12 to 15 feet of ownership on the east side, they're really constricted. So what we've proposed to the museum, recognizing the limitations they have with the depot, is that we would transfer title to some amount of land east of the depot to the Maritime Museum. And it's going to be somewhere between 100 and 100 feet, lineal feet of property. Again, from the tracks to the City Lumber, you know, we haven't really set on the exact number of square footage. But the point is to provide enough land to help assure the success of the depot operation. And that's in the best interest of the whole community, not just the Maritime Museum. And they're excited about that. The other thing we're looking at is if you look at the historic builder supply property that they purchased, so you go down, I'm trying to think of the street there, 18th Street, I believe. But the street that you go to enter the lumberyard, the former lumberyard, between the retail building, which fronts on Marine Drive, and the lumber storage area, which is to the south and fronts on Exchange Street, the driveway that runs between those two buildings, what looks like a driveway, is actually Duane Street. When you drive into it, again, it looks like part of the builder supply property. It's all paved and goes adjacent to each building. But in fact, it's a public right-of-way. The Maritime Museum purchased Historic Builder Supply to relocate all of their artifact storage from the armory to that facility. And they also, I think, have other plans for the offices and buildings in there. But once they relocate their artifacts, they are going to have to install a security system, which is probably going to include gates, cameras, and such, because they have a lot of things of high value behind there. Given that Duane Street is a public right-of-way, they really can't privatize it. It's a public street. So what we are proposing to do is vacate Duane Street between those two buildings. So it's just that little end. So when you go down, you can turn. If you turn left, depending on which direction you're coming in, but toward the movie theater, and you're running through the parking lot of the movie theater and the aquatic center, Duane Street was vacated some years ago there. But when you turn to the builder supply property, it still exists. So we would vacate it. The advantage to the Maritime Museum is that would give them full control of those properties. One thing I want to mention, though, is adjacent to that property, just to the west, is the Moose Lodge. And on occasion, the moose have need of accessing the basement of their building, and they historically have done it through, via Duane Street. And so we're working with the Moose and the Maritime Museum to put together a legal agreement that will assure that they have access. So they won't, the intent is to try to come up with a proposal that satisfies everyone's needs. Moose need access to the basement. Maritime Museum needs to secure access to their artifacts. So we have those two real estate transactions, property east of the depot, vacation of Duane Street. Separate from that, we propose to then give them $250,000 in cash. So it'd be the cash in combination real estate deal. The armory has been appraised by the Maritime Museum. They had a professional appraisal done, and the appraiser estimates the value, depending on whether you're patient, if you want to put it on the market and you're willing to wait a year for a sale, the estimate is it could be valued somewhere in the range of $550,000. If you want to discount it for a quick sale, they put the value in the $400,000 to $460,000 range. So I think the city's cash offer of $250,000, and I say city, technically we're talking about the Urban Renewal District, the Historic Development Commission, but I'll just, for ease and simplicity, refer to that as a city. City would offer that the cash and real estate combination in return for the entire block. And again, that excludes the dry cleaner, excludes the Heritage Center.
All right. So then what would happen to the building after the city would acquire it and the parking lot?
The city council, in instructing me to work with the Maritime Museum on a proposed deal, and this has not been approved by the council yet, so I'd say that this has been staff working with Maritime Museum staff. The Maritime Museum is governed by a board of directors, so their board is going to have to approve any deal, as well as the Astoria City Council is going to have to approve any deal. But in the directions that were given to me by the council as we move forward, they made it clear to me that they have no interest in owning or operating the armory. We may own it for a short period of time, but we don't want to own it for a long period of time. What the interest is, and you've mentioned it earlier in your introductory comments, that there's a group that is formed, and I don't know how tightly or loosely organized they are, but there's a good number of historians who seem excited about this newly formed organization. I believe they call themselves the Friends of the Astoria Armory. They have expressed interest in controlling the armory property and operating it for events. I wouldn't say a community center necessarily. There might be a lot of community events, but they're looking, I think, at a business plan that would make the building at least pay for itself, but where they could do any variety of activities. There's been some conversation I've heard about the possibility of using the basement, which is where the Maritime Museum is now, for some leased private sector operation that might pay them rent. They would use the first floor, the main floor, for activities. So tentatively, what we're looking at is selling the property to the Friends for the cash investment that we have into the deal. So right now, yet to be approved by the City Council. Conceptually, we're talking about $250,000 in cash. We would offer the Friends the opportunity to acquire the building for that amount. Based on the appraised value, that's a deep discount. And hopefully with a deep discount like that, you know, the Friends could be successful. If they do not acquire the building, there have been several private sector firms that have expressed interest in acquiring the building. So our hope and plan would be to sell the building as quickly as possible. If we could do that at the same day as closing, we close with the Maritime Museum and close with the Friends, that would be ideal. But again, we're not looking for any long-term ownership of the building. We are looking at long-term ownership of the parking area that fronts Marine Drive.
And what is kind of the plan for that parking area?
To improve it and preserve it for the Coast Guard. Coast Guard, as I said earlier, they are our tenant. We hope that they continue to be our tenant for decades to come. We actually need them to be to pay our debt. You know, we received an almost $5 million grant to construct that pier, but we had to match it with about $1 million in city funds. We borrowed money to do that. So we have debt service on that pier over the next 20 years. The lease agreement that we have with the Coast Guard covers all of that debt service, plus provides enough revenue that we can put some away for future maintenance and repair of that facility. But parking is strategic, as I mentioned earlier. So our plan is really nothing more complex than providing parking for our tenant at 17th Street. This has not been presented to the council as yet, but I would hope that in the not distant future we could improve that lot also. Right now it's just gravel, unmarked, and isn't a very nice entry into the downtown. And I think, you know, if we can secure sufficient funds, I would want to propose to the council that we consider paving it, landscaping it, and doing something to really make it sort of a nice entryway into the downtown. To the extent you can make a parking lot do that, but we can certainly make it better than it is now.
And what kinds of improvements are needed in the Armory building?
You know, it really depends on what you're going to use it for. The gym floor is in amazing shape. It's great. The roof structure is really sound. What needs to happen, as I've read earlier reports, it needs to be re-roofed. There needs to be a new roof put on to just keep, you know, I don't see signs of water infiltration, but I'm told that roof structure is near end of life, so it has to be recovered. There isn't, as I understand it, a central heating system in there, so they would have to do that. There'd probably be some fire life safety issues in terms of exiting, lighting, sort of basic improvements. So, you know, I think initially to occupy the building, you could do it with pretty minimal investment, but it depends on, you know, who acquires it and what they want to do with it, what the occupancy rates are going to be and what happens. But I would think that somewhere between $75,000 in the short term and several hundred in the long term would have to be invested to bring that building up to sort of a really nice condition.
So what would your vision be for that area in the future? What would you hope to see?
Well, you know, again, the Friends are going to have first, if the City Council approves a deal, the Friends will have first option to acquire the building. And if they can make that work and they can make it an accessible building hosting large community events, again, there's a lot of square footage in there. There's almost 20,000 square feet on the first floor. So I think that'd be pretty awesome for the community if they can make that work. You know, it might be interesting, and I'm just throwing this out, because I know the people supporting the Performing Arts Center are struggling to make that work. Maybe there's a opportunity in the Army building to combine efforts. We have so many groups with so many great ideas and great projects, but we're all trying to secure dollars from a lot of the same people and the same resources. Maybe there's an opportunity for them to combine. If not, you know, again, as I mentioned, there's some private sector interests, could put the property on the tax rolls. I'd open it up for, you know, some of the interest has been retail oriented. So that, I mean, that could be interesting. But, you know, long term, I think seeing, you know, when we have these vacant buildings in town, even if it's kept in pretty decent condition on the exterior, it's sad to see. So really seeing an active investment in that building that's going to preserve it for generations to come, I think would be exciting. On the, you know, the flip side, I'll go to the flip side, actually the north side, the parking lot. You know, most people in town drive by that every day, if not at least every week. And it's just a gravel parking lot with a lot of weeds around the edges. And with the Maritime Museum and the Columbia River on the north side of Marine Drive, and that's just as you're entering the downtown, I think we can do better. I think, you know, with not first I'd focus on Astoria residents and then look to visitors, but I think our town can put a better face on that, and I think it's our responsibility to do it. So long term, seeing that site cleaned up, landscape looking really nice. Longer term, maybe working with the owner of the dry cleaner to see what their plans are for that corner that's right at Marine Drive and 16th Street. So I think there's a lot of opportunity. We've had questions also related to the bow picker, and the bow picker is sitting on Marine Drive adjacent to Duane Street. That's so that Duane Street actually runs along the south, the north side of the Armory building. And the bow picker seems to be one of the more popular eateries in the region. It's kind of amazing. Good weather or bad, there's lines sort of running sort of alongside that. It's not really a cart, the boat. And so I don't see the city doing anything different than the Maritime Museum did. I think we'll if this transaction happens, we'll meet with the bow picker. And my guess is, and I've heard the mayor say, the bow picker will stay. So if they want to stay, and I assume they do, we'll work to accommodate them.
All right. So what do you think, why do you think that this partnership is so important between the city and the museum and the Friends Group?
You know, our mayor, with good reason, is kind of fond of talking about win-win-win projects. You know, we have one right now going on with the school district, the Columbia Memorial Hospital, and the city related to our old landfill where the sports complex is being built. And we're going to have a brand new complex, sports complex. We're going to have our landfill closed and secured, and we're going to have a hospital that's going to have 6 acres of land to secure their future on. That's a win-win-win project. This one, when you look at the Maritime Museum and you consider they just put more than $2 million into the depot, and they don't have the real estate surrounding the depot to really ensure its success. So our ability as part of this deal to transfer open space to the museum to allow them to make the depot successful, I think is great, as I said, not just for the Maritime Museum, but for the community. Because when you see that kind of public investment and private investment in a building, you want to see it last and see it be successful. Same thing with the former Astoria Builder Supply. They acquired that property, entered into some significant debt. Duane Street bisecting the property makes it very difficult for them to secure that site and use it in the way that they intend. So by our vacating the street, again, I think that really helps the museum with its mission. And from the city side, you know, securing and controlling the parking to support the Coast Guard, you know, that's the Coast Guard's been our tenant at that dock probably since the 1970s. And my hope is they'll continue to be our tenant into the 2070s. But to do that, we need to control the property that supports them. So that's a big win for us. Acquiring the Armory and having the ability to discount it. And when I say discount, so our offer, our potential offer to the Friends is to sell the property for our cash into it. So we're not adding the real estate value. You know, I think we're paying a market rate to the museum, but we're doing it in a combination of cash and real estate. By offering the Friends the opportunity to own that building for the amount of cash we have into it, I think is something the museum probably wouldn't be able to do. It's something we can do as a city and as a community. And I think that sets that group up for success. Again, if they're not able to do it, because $250,000 is a deep discount, but it's a lot of money, so they're going to have to raise that or finance that somehow. But I think just securing the building and being in a position to help the Friends be successful is an important community endeavor. But the choice is going to be theirs. They have to really sit now and see if they have the wherewithal to make that building work. If they don't, seeing it go back on the tax rolls is going to be good for everyone also. So I don't really see a downside. I mean, hopefully I'm not blinded to this. Maybe I'm too close to it. But I really have not been able to identify a party that's going to be harmed by this or a downside to it. I think, the public, the Maritime Museum, city, everyone gets something beneficial out of this.
I'm joined now by Dave Pearson of the museum. Dave, how is the museum looking to use that riverfront space by the depot?
Well, what we're looking for, the museum is about 7 acres of continuous property, and this would expand the waterfront area to, in the immediate future, allow for more parking for the Barbee Maritime Center. Now that it's up and running, we do need more parking, and then in the long run, we'd like to see continue the thought process of what's the best use for the waterfront for the entire community.
Okay, and why is the museum looking to get rid of the Armory lot?
The museum acquired the Armory in 2002. With the only intent of storage for curatorial for the museum. That's the large boats and engines. The museum has a substantial collection that's not on display. So we're using the bottom floor of the Armory, the first floor on the Exchange Street side, for storage, but we've never utilized the upstairs. It's an enormous gymnasium experience that we've never had a use for in any way, but the museum's always felt that the best use for that would be for the community. It's a large open space. It's perfect for recreation. That's just not what we do. So it seemed like a perfect trade for the city where they could take better advantage of that space.
So how do you see the partnership with the city as being important with the museum and the Friends group?
It's a great partnership all around. The Coast Guard has their dedicated parking lot, which the city will manage. The Armory will have a Friends group and the City of Astoria to get the best use out of that for recreational use. And the museum moves forward with our curatorial storage plans. So it's really a great partnership and the absolute best use for that building. It's never been utilized to its full potential.
Okay. Well, great. Thank you very much
for
your time.
Thanks.
Well, that's all the time we have today. Thank you so much for joining us, and that concludes our After Deadline show. This is Chelsea Gorrell from the Daily Astorian for Coast Community Radio.